showers. Low temperature down to about 63. Then tomorrow night and through early Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A few of the storms could be on the strong side. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings that pop up for your area. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Cooler highs in the 60s Friday. Then near 60 for a high at best Saturday. A chilly weekend with temperatures falling into the 30s Saturday night. Pollen count in the very high range today, and then medium to high over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager on attempted murder charges. Authorities say 18-year-old Andrea Green attacked a woman in the 2200 block of Bonaparte Boulevard on March 5th. The victim had life-threatening chemical burns and is now in stable condition. Governor Kay Ivey officially signed the 10-cent a gallon gas tax increase into law Tuesday. The increase will be phased in over 3 years. The money will be used for road and bridge funding. And new technology called Building Blocks is allowing the city of Montgomery to identify vacant properties in a way it's never done before. The City Services Department is using it to identify over 2,000 potentially vacant properties and assess them one by one. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The SLE Rodeo is back. Kids under 12 free on Thursday night. Buy one, get one for military and first responders Friday night. And family four packs for $40 at the Saturday Matinee. For ticket and event information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 5.5 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll take your phone calls at 272-9228. I've got F. Jackson Campbell III seated directly to my right.
Blood boiling. And F. Jackson Campbell III.
That happens. There's some shady people out there, Jay. It happens. We'll cover a range of news during the 11 o'clock hour. We can continue to take your calls on the gas tax. We'll be happy to do that. Paul Manafort in court for his second sentencing. He got 47 months, you'll remember, a week or two ago in the one court. He's now facing a second sentencing. It doesn't sound like this judge is any more eager to sentence him to a long prison term than the first one was.
Okay. I don't know. She's been saying some things about you never accepted responsibility. You've been scamming the system your entire adult life.
Well, I tend to agree with all that and more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. It's true. You know, anybody who thinks he's a sad character, you know, I pay my taxes. I don't know why he went years without paying his. Kim, you're on the air. Is it, you say Kim?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air.
Yeah, I a friend that's a pretty high, big shot in a road building company, and over in Georgia, when I lived over there, he told me that they would gladly build roads and bridges for free if they could get the maintenance contracts on.
Okay. Well, good to hear. Good to hear.
It'd be good to do.
Yeah, it would. Maybe. Yeah, no doubt about it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Our number, 272-9228. Now, 7 minutes after 11 o'clock, Ritz.
Hey, good morning, folks.
How you doing?
All right, I'm not doing too good. I'm pretty disgusted with this gas tax ordeal. And a couple things we discovered during this process is, number one, we can't trust them. And that's that big betrayal is just something hard to stomach. And secondly, it has become abundantly clear that the BCA is the new AEA.
Well, it has been for a while, but it kind of lost its luster when people were down on Billy Canary and he eventually left. And they brought in Katie Britt, who used to be Richard Shelby's chief of staff. And she's running BCA, and people have hailed her coming back to Alabama as a great thing that, you know, there's this very competent woman has been, you know, made the president and CEO of the biggest business organization in Alabama. And her first act out of the gate was to push a tax and to put some ads on TV that are totally not truthful. You know,
that's quite an accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Way to show your wares, huh?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, it's not just that. It's she had to show the business community that she could get accomplished what they wanted to get accomplished. This tax at this time through a special session, the way it was passed, may have been as much a test to her mettle as anything else, and we don't know that. But she did put her full weight behind it, Katie Britt did over at BCA, and they got it passed, and they twisted a lot of arms, and they played a lot of hard ball, and they got it through. And they did a celebration. I mean, I don't know I haven't read this one to Jack, but, you know, I've gotten several texts on people who saw the party at Pine Bar yesterday. One person said, I walked into Pine Bar yesterday and was disgusted. They were carrying on like a bunch of giddy schoolgirls and actually applauded several lobbyists and lawmakers when they arrived. You know, this is the way they view it. Yeah. I don't know any of the people in Alabama who celebrated and applauded the passage of this thing.
But I mean, I was just telling Barron at the break, since when do Republicans pass a tax and then gloat about it publicly? My God, that is the most anti-Republican thing I've ever heard.
Usually if Republicans have to raise taxes, they go, well, you know, we're sorry. They're conciliatory. They got their hat in their hand. Yeah. They hated to do it. You know, we'll move on and we'll do some other good stuff later. They're throwing parties at Pine Bar, the cushiest, most elite bar in town. It's a nice bar.
What low regard they have for us. I don't know if you guys have heard this during this entire process, but I kept hearing that Senator Shelby was putting his full weight behind this bill.
I think he was.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me because he was the one who got Katie Britt the job at BCA, and she's, you know, she was his right-hand man.
Yeah, and he was helping her along in her task.
And I don't dislike Katie Britt. She's a good person, but
no, she's a great
I
person.
Just think she totally was manipulated and you know, caved into the tax crowd.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you're very forgiving for somebody that just raped your wallet, but that's you, I guess.
That's part of it. It happens. Part of living in a republic. Sometimes your wallet gets raped.
And, you know, I was telling Barron a minute ago, I can afford the 10 cents a gallon tax. He can afford it. But and if we knew it was going for what they told us it was going for, I could accept it.
And if last year, while they were all talking about it and meeting about it and planning the passage of this tax during the campaign cycle, by the way,
yeah,
if they would have said on the campaign trail, you know, the budgets are tough and the roads and bridges are in bad shape, we're going to have to pass a gas tax, and that's the first thing we're going to do is pass a gas tax. Had they told us that and we voted on it, then whatever.
And
you know,
everybody that we talked to – where are you on the gas tax? Well, I don't know. I hadn't seen a bill yet. That's the whole reason they did it in a special session, so nobody would have time to read it.
Yeah.
And just like Obamacare.
The server happened to break down the day that it was filed, so nobody could read it that day. And then the server got back up magically the next morning in time for it to pass out of the committee unanimously on a voice vote.
And the KIV exposes them, and we all know now that that was a lie. They knew about it all along, and they were vetting candidates to make sure that they got ones that supported the tax.
Yep, 100%.
How sneaky can you get?
Well, I agree. I totally think her integrity is coming into question.
No, it's
in this gas tax.
It would be
she has not been truthful.
It'd be hard for me to believe her if she told me something else in the future. I got to run, Rich. Good call.
All right,
thanks, pal.
Bo, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, near her.
Later.
Look here. If taxes worked, New York would be in the black instead of bankrupt. Anyway, I digress. I'd like to mention a thing I saw on Breitbart a few minutes ago. It says Lisa Page says Obama DOJ ordered FBI not to prosecute Hillary Clinton on gross negligence concerning the mishandling of the top secret classified information on her personal server. So wanted to bring that up and see if y'all might can throw that around a little bit. And I do have a question for the counselors there in-house, if I could. Is it ethical for a sitting mayor, just say, I'm just throwing out a hypothetical, to do consulting work on the side for a mega corporation and make, millions? Is that ethical?
A sitting mayor.
No, it's not.
Well,
if it happened.
It depends on, mayors can have, especially in smaller towns that are part-time mayors, they can have consulting jobs. It depends on the nature of the consulting work, whether it's a conflict. What kind of corporation is it? Are they doing lobbying? Are they trying to influence public officials? Are they, is it somebody who does business with the city?
Yeah, to some degree it would be. I'm not naming cities or mayors' names, but I'm just asking that question, throwing it out there.
Well, it just depends. I mean, it really truly depends on the nature of the consulting work and whether or not the city where he's working permits him to do that. But
do you think anybody like outside sources would kind of do like they're doing Trump, going after sitting mayors' financial records?
No.
I don't think they would either. No. Hey, One more thing.
No, hold on.
Go ahead.
Gordon Stone is a registered lobbyist, or he was a registered lobbyist, and the mayor of Pike Road. When I filed an ethics complaint saying you can't be a registered lobbyist and a public official, that's illegal, all he did was deregister as a lobbyist, but he does everything he did before. He still runs Higher Education Partnership. He still runs Higher Ed Day, where he tries to influence public officials. He still speaks at the gathering where they're trying to influence public officials. If you're taking a paycheck to try to influence public officials, that's lobbying. If you fail to register, that's a felony. So every day, Gordon Stone, in my opinion, commits a felony, as I see the law, because his job exists to influence public officials, and he serves as a public official. That's illegal. By nature, you're not allowed to do that. They changed that rule in 2013. You're no longer allowed to do that. It took effect after the 2014 elections. And so when he ran for re-election in 2016, he was barred from doing anything for pay that seeks to influence public officials. Have you seen – I've mentioned it on air. I filed an ethics complaint. Have you seen one thing done about it?
Not one thing.
No, okay. Well, then the answer to your question is some pigs are more equal than other pigs.
Good point. Hey, this Dean fellow that's running for mayor – in the city of Montgomery.
Elton.
Yeah. I think he is another mayor's political clone. And with that, I'm going to let you guys go.
All right. Appreciate it.
Well, he and Todd are tight.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. This hour of the program, as it is daily, brought to you by our friends over at Cole Plumbing. They do a fantastic job. Cole Plumbing. Every single day, they're answering the bell. 279-8919 if you call them. 279-8919. If you got an underground leak or a leak in your walls or foundation and you're worried about having to dig up all that stuff, well, worry no longer. Call Cole. Almost every single time they're able to use their proprietary pipelining technology to avoid those types of hassles. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole. And, Jack, let's just say you have some routine trouble with your bowl.
Call on Cole.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. You're once, twice, three times a lady. Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores. I'm
easy like Sunday morning. Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Guys, welcome back in 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. Got about 39 minutes left here in the program, and then we'll hand these microphones over to Joey Clark and Dan Morris, and they can fill your minds with whatever they have on theirs. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. One of the things I want you to do if you're a business owner, we have so many businesses out there, as health insurance costs rise, they keep cutting the benefits to their employees. You don't have to do that, business owner. You can call Greg Wren and his team over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, and you can get them to analyze your model, your plans. and they might be able to meet or exceed the cost you're paying now, saving you some money and allowing you to continue to offer the same benefits or better benefits to your employees at the same or better cost. 356-1502 is the number if you want to get in touch. 356-1502. They say they're saving about 80-plus percent of the businesses they go to. They're saving them money, maybe even 90%. So what are you waiting on? Call them. 356-1502. 356-1502 on the web, CornerstoneMGA.com. That's M as in managing. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com or 356-1502. Who is this?
This is Robert.
Robert, you are on the air, my friend.
Yes, by them passing the gas tax, does that mean that that stretch on the right-hand side of the interstate is going to be fixed going up the East Chase?
The stretch on the right-hand side?
Now, yes, the interstate. It's been torn up for a whole long time.
That's one thing we've noticed on this program is Alabama tends to be a lot slower than every other state I've ever been in when it comes to putting down roadway after they tear it up. My mother lives in Tennessee. I drive up there. When they're doing road work on the interstate, they are pulling up the concrete or the pavement. They got one truck in there chewing it up and taking it up. And they have a truck right behind it laying down fresh asphalt. And so there's never a time when you're driving over this graded, scraped, gravelly stuff, kicking rocks all over your car, kicking it into your windshield. We don't have no other state does that I've seen. Only Alabama does that. And so you're right. There's like a 6-inch drop off going up to East Chase right now, and it catches your tire and slings you towards the shoulder.
Well, some young drivers could hear getting a wreck because they may not know what you're doing when they hit it.
Well, some old drivers too, my friend.
Well, that's right.
I've seen a lot of really bad middle-aged drivers, older drivers, young drivers. A lot of really bad drivers out there, amigo.
Even the drunk drivers.
Well, you know, the drunks at least are paying attention. They don't want to get pulled over. You know, your drunk drivers aren't the ones on the cell phones.
Okay.
I told you that story, didn't I? All right. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, you know,
go ahead.
You know, when you come out of Tennessee and you hit the Alabama line, Sweet Home Alabama, K.
Abby
Guthrie,
pothole. Yeah, just about the same time, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. I always said if I ran for governor, and this is a totally populist move, but one of the things I would do is commit to not putting my name up at any of the state entryways.
Save a lot of money.
Do what?
Save a lot of money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know how
Welcome to Alabama, sugar.
Governor, state governor, K. Ivy. K. Ivy is your governor, sugar. It's on the sign right there if you didn't know. No other state does.
They all do it.
No, when you go into Tennessee, it doesn't say welcome to Governor whoever. I never know who the Tennessee governor is because I don't live there and it's not on the damn sign.
You want it to be on the sign?
No. I would run for governor and say Governor Baron Coleman will not put his name on your signs. Nor will he put his hand in your pockets any more than he has to.
Interesting.
Unless you're pretty cute, I might put your hand. I'm just kidding. No hands in any pockets. No hands in any pockets. 25 minutes after 11 o'clock. I think that's a great little populist. Here's the thing. Here's what Donald Trump realized. When you can give somebody visual language to key in on and an issue that they can put there, everybody knows those signs are out there and they cost something. They don't cost much, but they cost something. And it's a sign, pardon the expression, of government waste, abuse, overrun, being just a pompous ass. I got to put my name on every sign in Alabama. If you come into this state, you're going to know I'm your governor, by God.
Do they do it in Florida?
Hell no. They don't do it anywhere else. I don't know why Alabama does it. They just always have. But let's say it costs $100,000. That's $100,000 that we're wasting. It could pave something. And Trump realized if you can give somebody a visual image that they can sink their teeth into. And so if I was campaigning for governor, I'd say, the only thing you'll see is workers out there pulling down the KIV signs. They're not ever going to see a sign go up that says Governor Baron Coleman. That's a waste of money. And I'm going to look over every single penny. You're not going to see it. The way you'll know I'm your governor is your life will start to improve. Not that you read a damn sign.
Hey, Baron.
What?
Pick your battles.
That's not a bad. What are you talking about?
I mean, that's just the pimple on the ass of an elephant. I mean, come on.
Maybe.
Who cares?
A Georgia state representative is drafting a testicular bill of rights in response to a heartbeat abortion ban. Here's the point. Well, I don't want to get into it. We got a phone call. Who is this?
Who?
Man, y'all on a roll today.
Yes, sir. We are always on a roll.
Well, I tell you, first of all, you got me in trouble with my wife, but saved me money about 3 weeks ago.
Oh?
We came down to Montgomery and went to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and eat. She got mad because, well, we were too full to go shopping, but I saved money in the process. Yeah. So I'm happy. Their lasagna is amazing.
Isn't it some of the best? It is, without a doubt, the best lasagna I've ever had. My mother's is the second best.
My wife calls it a bubbly, ooey-gooey, cheesy lasagna.
That's it. Bubbly, ooey-gooey, cheesy lasagna. Hey, now, can I let you in on a little secret?
What's that?
You ever had it with the white sauce?
I have not.
Mm-hmm. Just one time. You know, don't overwhelm the kitchen by everybody asking for it at once. But right. it's on the special double secret menu.
It's on the double secret menu.
And if you walk in...
Everybody was really friendly, too.
Well, it's Midtown really Pizza friendly. Kitchen. Of course they
are. It was like a big Italian family without getting whacked. Look, you remember Governor Ivey's campaign slogan of got Alabama working again? Yeah. I think she meant we're going to have them walking again. Man, these folks are hot, man, about his gas tax. But anyway, I was just going to tell you, you got me in trouble, but saved me money, so it's a fair trade-off. Hey,
let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You said everybody's mad about this gas tax. Are people you're talking to?
Up in my area.
Yeah.
I live in the north end of the state.
Okay.
What do you do up there?
I'm a truck driver. I'm down here.
Oh, okay.
I'm a truck driver here.
I got you.
Our people are angry. I mean, the county commission, most of our people, we don't have, like I was telling yesterday, I called the afternoon show and talked to them. And like I was telling them, you know, I understand that down this way there might be more money pumped in on the state highways and stuff. Our area, we use mainly county and city roads.
Yeah.
We don't have anything but 431, 48, little stretches of 77 and 22. Most of our people are beating up our county roads.
Yeah.
And our county commissions up that way, Randolph, Cleburne, Clay area, they're basically getting nothing.
Yeah, they'll get a little bit, but the question is, do they have the capacity to pave with that additional revenue? And
no.
That's exactly. So if they're paving $300,000 a year now, they're still going to pave $300,000 a year. They're just going to use the state revenue to do it, and the money they were spending on paving, they'll put some other place, which means their budget will grow. The size and scope of government in those counties will grow.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, yeah, it's just a mess. And I'm one of them truck drivers. I don't see the trucking association may have wanted it. But the average owner-operator, no, they're not happy about it either.
Yeah.
Well, the average member of the Alabama Trucking Association are the big boys. The AAA could be.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your owner-ops, they're not happy about this either.
Yeah. Well,
you gentlemen have a good one.
Yes,
I got to get out of here and make a living. So
yes, sir. I appreciate
pay for
it.
This gas. Yep.
I'll pay him a good trucking song here in just a minute after we talk to Hart Show.
Hey, guys, real quick, and sorry to be the resident contrarian here, but there's quite a few states that have those signs with governor's name on them.
Well, not this one. Not the one immediately north of us.
Let's see. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. No, not North Carolina. Maryland.
Well, let me say this. Under Governor Baron Coleman, there wouldn't be any in Alabama.
Oh, I agree with
you.
We'd
be off that list. And I think it's not that I'm running for governor. I'm not. But I think it's a great example of how to run as a populist in 2019. You identify something that everybody knows, everybody recognizes is there. You point out that it's nothing but waste, fraud, abuse, and pointing out how great you are. And just say, I'm going to do away with that kind of stuff. Because I'm a man of the people. I'm with you. How does it benefit Hardshell's life to have a sign that says Governor K. Ivey at every state entryway? How does that benefit you? It doesn't benefit me.
No.
No, hell no. It doesn't benefit any of us, but it costs probably $200,000 to put those signs up.
If it benefited us, it'd be in every state instead of only about a dozen.
We need to start looking at tax dollars as the blood, sweat, and tears of Alabama workers. And not as, well, it's only 200 grand, and I want to put my name up at every state entryway because I'm covered with KIBA, Shug. You know, and we need to just do away with that mindset. Stop it. Each dollar represents a second that somebody could have spent with their family, could have spent on vacation, could have spent at the local store. Every dollar that they spend is blood, sweat, and tears from some individual Alabamian slaving away out there trying to make a better life. And we don't need to spend $200,000 of those blood, sweat, and tears on dadgum signs pimping the governor's name.
I could not agree more, and I would be interested.
I'm just giving a roadmap. If anyone wants to use what I'm saying, I'm not going to make them.
You know,
give
what?
Me credit.
I think the road builders ought to pay for them.
Those signs?
Yeah, they're going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good call. Appreciate it, Horseshoe. Our number 272-9228. If you want to, this is that trucking song I was telling you I was going to play for a trucking friend who called. A little Birmingham breakdown.
Birmingham, steamy Alabama.
Dale Watson.
I love him.
Ain't the best place to stop, but I gotta get off that clock. Done 100 miles on the inside.
Jack and Bear will be back.
Broke down in Birmingham at the Flying Oval Company. Still waiting on dispatch. That'll never call me back. Broke down in Birmingham.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents Romeo and Juliet, playing now through April 28th on the festival stage. Romeo is a Montague and Juliet a Capulet, star-crossed lovers whose family's long-standing feud has pitted neighbor against neighbor in a mid-20th century American town. Shakespeare's iconic story asks the question, what happens when a community fails its young people? Don't miss this exciting new production directed by ASF Artistic Director Rick Dildine. More information at asf.net.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way soon, but for today, breezy and warm. High temperature in the upper 70s. Tonight, the evening hours are dry if you have plans. Otherwise, chance of showers in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 63. Then tomorrow night and through early Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A few of the storms could be on the strong side. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings that pop up for your area. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Cooler, highs in the 60s Friday. Then near 60 for a high at best Saturday, a chilly weekend with temperatures falling into the 30s Saturday night. Pollen count in the very high range today and then medium to high over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228, that'll put you squarely on the radio with one F. Jackson Campbell or Baron Coleman or both. We're here every day, 9 to noon. Got about 22 minutes left. Our friends over at Pet Partners, Pam and Roxanne, do such an amazing job. These guys are the originators of this technology in Alabama. Nobody had underground pet containment systems, the electric pet containment systems, until Pam and Roxanne came blowing through Alabama about 25, 26 years ago. And now more and more people have them because they work. You don't have to put up fencing around that yard and all that kind of stuff. You can put in an underground wire that contains your pet. It keeps your pet inside your yard. And that is all you can expect. So get in touch with them. Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners. They're easy to get in touch with. 365-5678. Or get them on the web, petpartnersdogfence.com. You can order batteries and collars and that kind of stuff. 365, like the number of days in the year. 365-5678. That's Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners. 365-5678. Check them out on Facebook or check them out online. petpartnersdogfence.com. Urbanite joins the program. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just wanted to add a little conscious raising to the angst going on right now. You know, I understand millions go other places from the road funds right now.
Where does it go?
I don't know. I heard it went to the public safety, public health, a whole bunch of areas. I mean, like million, 40, 50, 60 million here and there.
Going towards where? Public safety?
Going towards all sorts of areas other than roads.
Yeah. I think $63 million a year goes into public safety, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Then in most places, public safety comes out of general funds?
Well, yeah. I mean, this technically, I guess, comes out of the general fund. Yeah, it just comes out of the road and bridge money.
So our job would be to ruin the new toy, right, to make sure all the new money they're going to be getting it's earmarked to the point they can't do anything wrong. Wouldn't that be our job now?
Huh?
Wouldn't that be our job now as a citizenry to make sure they can't do anything but what they said they were going to do with those funds?
Yeah, but good luck. I mean,
nobody
cares what the voters think.
Sometimes you got to sit on the bus, Jack.
I know. Tell me.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, good call. Good call. Appreciate that. Yeah, there's no doubt. They take money out of the Roads and Bridges Fund and give it to other areas. They're going to take $12 million of it a year out now and give it to the Mobile Bay dredging. Hey, but Baron Behrman is essential. Well, then find a way to finance it. JR? Hello? Going once, twice, three times?
I canceled my trip to Texas. Why? I was going at the end of the month.
Why?
Max 8.
No, is that what you were going to fly on?
Southwest uses them.
You're canceled over that?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, you big wuss. Unless you have a Ethiopian flying it, you're fine. That's the only one that crashed. Oh, there was
another one. No, there was another one that crashed
in the Indian Ocean.
Something like that.
As long as you have an American flying it, you're fine. I think the problem was it's a complex plane, and these smaller countries and airlines, they're not giving the pilots the right training. I don't think you have to ground the entire fleet.
Well, everybody's jumping up and down about Trump won't ground the planes. You know, the FAA is still letting them fly.
That's because we've got trained pilots. We haven't lost anyone.
How long have they been in use? A couple of years?
I don't know.
I'm asking, Baron. It begs the question.
It raises the question. Raises the question.
Because it can't beg. Is that why you say that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me just point something out.
I wish you would.
I don't mind people texting me or messaging me during the show. I get a lot of good information that way.
I do too.
I get a lot of good insight into how the program's going. I don't mind that at all. But just because I don't address your topic on air or respond to your text, don't abuse. Don't be abusive. You know? Especially if I don't even know who the hell you are.
Yeah, people will send me a text, say, y'all need to talk about,
And we might, but we might not. But I got a text yesterday at 9:33 p.m. said a mutual friend shared your number with me. I never liked those texts.
I know.
And then he goes on and he puts some, paragraph or so text together. It was fine. I read it. I didn't respond to it because I don't know who this person is. I don't respond to every text I receive. But I read it. And then... And then today he starts saying something about Clyde and how he's disappointed in Clyde for voting yes on the tax thing since he owns an engineering company and asked if there was a conflict of interest. Well, if he listened all the time, we've covered that multiple times. So I didn't want to cover it again. Something we've already talked about over and over and over. I called Clyde yesterday, the great bridge builder, sponsoring the road and bridge bill. And then after I don't answer him for a couple hours, he says, you must work for Clyde. You know what? Go to hell. I'll block you. You just got blocked. You can never contact me again unless you change your number. Block this caller. Yes, block contact. So whoever that was, you lost your privileges. Oh. And I do that from time to time. I block people when they get abusive. I don't have to put up with your crap.
No.
Unless you sign my paycheck, you can't give me crap. Study finds a race gap in air pollution. Whites largely cause air pollution. Blacks and Hispanics breathe it. Okay. This is a USA Today story. Came out a couple days ago. We hadn't had a chance to
I didn't know there were a lot of white people living in Mexico City.
Well, let me tell you. It says, you get to the middle end of this thing and you figure out how they calculate it. Because what they're calling white people are also Asians. So it lumps in India and China with white people.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, the whole premise is dishonest.
Are you surprised?
You can't call Indians and Hispanics white people. I mean, Indians and Asians, white people. Indians and Chinese people, white people. And then blame white people for causing pollution. And then they talk about, factories here in the United States causing air pollution as being white. You tell me black people don't own factories, don't work at factories, don't benefit from factories? They're not in management? This is one of the stupidest articles I've ever read. It was in the USA Today. Study finds a race gap in air pollution. Whites largely cause it. Blacks and Hispanics breathe it. Blacks and Hispanics disproportionately breathe air that's been polluted by non-Hispanic whites, according to a study. New research quantifies for the first time the racial gap between who causes air pollution and who breathes it. Here's the quote from the study. Pollution is disproportionately caused by whites, but disproportionately inhaled by black and Hispanic minorities. This is a racist article.
It's just a non-story. I'm sorry.
But it acts like all industrial development is done by white people. That's racist. Black people build things, too.
People are just nuts. NVTS.
This is absolutely obscene. I don't know if you saw that, but I had to weigh in on it a little bit. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friend Mr. Sandman, David Justice over at Mr. Sandman. He's got two locations. If you've not been there, you need to be there. Mr. Sandman on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Alabama. Also the Atlanta Highway location right here in Montgomery, Alabama. right across from Dairy Queen, right on the Atlanta Highway. Get by there. You'll find a talented professional staff that's expertly trained, that understands the technology of mattresses. You'll find a caring, loving owner, Mr. Sandman, David Justice himself. And you'll also find you'll find deals, name brands you know and love, and the deals you can afford. If you've not been sleeping well, start with a new mattress. Also, while you're in there, I talk softly when I talk about sleeping. Ask them about the latex pillow. When you sleep on a latex pillow, everything is better.
When you sleep on one, does it sound like you could work at NPR?
Yes. Your voice softens a little bit.
Yeah, I get it.
It's really nice. Ask him about a latex pillow when you talk. You don't want to yell about a sleeping ad.
No, it's like when you go to a library, everybody whispers.
You got to use your inside voice when we're talking about sleeping. So, Mr. Sandman, shh. Go in there and check out his stuff. Shh.
I know.
And while you're in there, say, hip, 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 hip. Hip, hip. He'll appreciate it. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When I'm a walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week? Cheese ravioli in a meat sauce. Dynamite nostalgic dish there. Cheese ravioli in a meat sauce. You can pair that with a salad for $9.
This ain't no Chef Boyardee.
No, this is not out of a can. This is absolute dynamite stuff. So when you have the opportunity, slide by Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week. It'll be there all the week till Sunday. They got great specials. Today is Wine Down Wednesday, so you get half-price wine from open to close. Wine Down Wednesday at Midtown Pizza Kitchen is always an event, always somewhere to be. You can get wine by the glass or the bottle for half price. So that glass that you normally get that's $8 is for? It's $4.
Wow.
That makes everybody's lunch a fantastic event. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, absolutely generous folks, longtime sponsors of this program, really, really great human beings. Will Meacham over there, the owner, is a top-notch stand-up guy. Donovan Ivey is second to no one in terms of managing a restaurant. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown.
And they have a great wait staff over there.
They're the best. They're the best. The guy called in earlier, said everybody was in a good mood. Well, that's true. That's the way it works over there. All right. Real quickly, someone just sent me a great article I was reading during the break.
Really?
This is out of the Daily Signal. I don't know what that means.
It's a publication of some kind.
I was America's first non-binary person. It was all a sham. This is by Jamie Shoup.
Oh, yeah, I know, Jamie.
Retired from the Army with the rank of Sergeant First Class, previously identified as transgender, was the first American to obtain non-binary status under the law. It says, 4 years ago, I wrote about my decision to live as a woman in the New York Times, writing that I had wanted to live, quote, authentically as the woman that I've always been, and had, quote, effectively traded my white male privilege to become one of America's most hated minorities. 3 years ago, I decided that I was neither male nor female, but non-binary, and made headlines after an Oregon judge agreed to let me identify as a third sex, neither male nor female. Now I want to live...
Is that one of those level 3 judges that you hate?
Article 3 judges?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It just says in Oregon. I don't know if it's state or federal.
It's probably federal.
Well, then to hell with that guy. Now I want to live again as the man I am. I'm one of the lucky ones. Despite participating in a medical transgenderism for 6 years, my body is still intact. Meaning he didn't go to the scissor route.
Yeah.
He just used duct tape, not scissors.
Yeah.
Most people who desist from transgender identities after gender changes can't say the same. But that's not to say I got off scot-free. My psyche is eternally scarred, and I've got a host of health issues from the grand medical experiment. Here's how things began. This is a great article. Well written. This guy's a great writer. After convincing myself that I was a woman during a severe mental health crisis, I visited a licensed nurse practitioner. Here's how fast this stuff is going, Jack. This story is only 6 years old, and he was the first in the country. And now they're like trainees everywhere. Everybody on TV is talking trainees.
Yeah.
He was the first nationally to do this. I visited a licensed nurse practitioner in early 2013 and asked for a hormone prescription. If you don't give me the drugs, I'll buy them off the internet, I threatened. Although she'd never met me before, the nurse phoned in a prescription for 2 milligrams of oral estrogen and 200 milligrams of spironolactone that very same day. The nurse practitioner ignored that I have chronic post-traumatic stress disorder, having previously served in the military for almost 18 years. All of my doctors agree on that. Others believe I have bipolar disorder and possibly borderline personality disorder. I should have been stopped. But out-of-control transgender activism had made the nurse practitioners too scared to say no. I'd learned how to become a female from online medical documents at a Department of Veterans Affairs hospital website. After I began consuming the cross-sex hormones, I started therapy at a gender clinic in Pittsburgh so that I could get people to sign off on the transgender surgeries I planned to have. All I needed to do was switch over my hormone operating fuel and get my penis turned into a vagina. Then I'd be the same as any other woman. That's the fantasy the transgender community sold me. That's the lie I bought into and believed. This is a fantastic article. This is a fantastic
article. It's in where the...
The Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. I was America's first non-binary person. It was all a sham.
Interesting.
It's Munchausen syndrome. I'm telling you, a lot of these things are. And then the people that have transgender kids, allegedly 6-year-olds, that's Munchausen by proxy. They want to be a victim. They want to have a story. They're boring. Their lives are boring. They're middle class. They're white, largely all these people. They're middle class. They're white. They're overlooked at their job. They get passed over for promotions. They don't have a great relationship with their parents or siblings, and they want some attention. They're not a victim of anything. They got a decent education. They lived in a nice neighborhood growing up. They got a cell phone, a car, a house. They're not victims. There's no victim status they can claim. They don't have any disease. They don't have, so they just decide, my kid's a girl. My boy wants to be a girl. Let's treat him like one. You know what? My son right now, my three-year-old, is playing a game called Baby Tiger. He only wants to be referred to as a tiger. I had one that was a baby cat and a baby dog. Children pretend. There are lots of different things. If I started giving my three-year-old hormone treatments to turn him into a tiger, I would hope you guys would take him away from me. If I started surgically gluing a tail to him and tattooing stripes all over his body, I would hope you guys would stop me. Call the police, child abuse, DHR, do a home study.
He's so disruptive.
Who?
Joey.
The milkman? You know, every Wednesday he wears the milk shirt. His only agricultural-based shirt. And he produces the land show on Wednesday morning. I'm going to buy him an... I got a deer shirt you can have. Will you wear that?
Yeah!
I'll get you a deer shirt. I'll get you a deer shirt. Anyway, I it's a great article. The Daily Signal, I was America's first non-binary person. It was all a sham. By Jamie Shoup. That's a fantastic article. I only got about a tenth of the way through it. You guys need to read this.
Who sent it to you? Caitlyn Jenner?
Bruce. Bruce.
Oh.
Xi sent it to me. Using Zhur, or is it Jiz?
No, that was a little close.
Zhur. Yeah, Jiz would be all wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get in a little trouble for that.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, X-I-S, how else do you pronounce it? Jiz. Z. G sent it to me using Zhur iPhone.
It's none of your business. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I'm going to be here bright and early. No, I'm not.
I know.
But Joey will be here.
Will you be here, Joey?
Dave Mowry will be here.
Jack Campbell will
be here. I'll be here at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to do cryo early just to make it at 9.
I'll be here probably 10-ish tomorrow. That's my guess.
You know, I don't know if I want to do this now with this attitude Jack's giving me.
10-ish. 10-ish. That's how Sean Connery...
Come on, you got.
That's how Sean Connery plays that racket sport they play at Wimbledon. He plays 10-ish. 10-ish.
10-ish.
I want to play some 10-ish.
I'm a Japanese swordsman playing an Italian man.
10-ish.
You're really Bernie Sanders.
All right, we'll be back. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, do not miss a single second of this program. It's award-winning, it's highly rated, and it's following.